Thank you, Malati Devi. When Malati Devi Prabhupada speaks about Srila Prabhupada, I believe Srila Prabhupada has manifest
Hari Hari from the love of her heart and gives us his personal darshan. Malati Prabhu ki in relation to proper understanding, Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavan to deliver message to the Brijbasis and particularly to gopis. Being Krishna's dearest friend of the Yadus, his most intimate loving devotee, Krishna also wanted to give the highest mercy to Uddhava. He sent him to Vrindavan so that he could understand the sweetness, the purity, and the depth of the gopi's love in separation from him. Uddhava was with Krishna most frequently. He would speak confidential topics with him, sometimes lay with him, sit with him, joke with him. In the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, the importance of Uddhava is so illustriously revealed, where Krishna spoke Uddhav Gita, almost an entire canto of instructions on all levels of bhakti were shared with Uddhava. He sent him to Vrindavan because he wanted Uddhava to aspire for something that he didn't have, the intimate love of the residents of Vrindavan. So Uddhava came here thinking that he was going to give something to them. But then he realized what they were given to him, an understanding of true spontaneous love. Uddhava wanted to reciprocate by putting the dust of the feet of the gopis and their maidservants on his head. But that would be improper. They were simple village girls, milking cows and churning yogurt. And Uddhava was a very, very esteemed prince of the Yadu dynasty. He was in royalty. So Uddhava prayed from his heart to be a creeper of grass on the ground of Vrindavan, so that the gopis and their servants may step on top of his head and he would get the dust of their lotus feet. He considered that the greatest treasure. And Krishna fulfilled his prayer. Just across from Uddhava Kund is Kusum Sarovar. We can see it from here. And just in the corner, very close to Uddhava Kund, is where Uddhava was blessed with the fulfillment of his prayer. He became Kulamalata, a small keeper of grass, where he's eternally a resident of Vrindavan, just waiting, waiting and waiting for the dust of the feet of the Brijavasis to come upon his head. Just before Krishna went to Prabhaskchetra, to perform his Mausalya Lila of leaving this world, he spoke with Uddhava. These glorious instructions of Uddhava Sandesh. The Uddhava Gita. And Krishna sent Uddhava to Badrikashram. While Uddhava was traveling to Badrikashram, Krishna, Balaram, and the whole Yadu dynasty left for Goloka. But many of the queens remained. Those queens of Dwarka were submerged in the ecstasies of separation. At that time, Vajranav, who was the king of Braj, Vajranav, great-grandson of Krishna, which means related to the queens, he brought them here to Uddhavakund. And there, Vajranav performed Harinam Sankirtan, chanting the holy names of Krishna. And amongst the queens, they were chanting with so much devotion and separation that one by one, various associates of Krishna who had already departed from the world began to appear. Various members of the Yadu dynasty began to appear again. And the kirtan was becoming more and more and more transcendentally intense with separation from Krishna, and at the same time joyful because devotees, Krishna's associates, the Vaishnavas were coming one after another and unable to resist this wonderful opportunity. All of a sudden, out from a clump of grass appeared Uddhava. And he started dancing and singing ecstatically. Soon there was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of devotees chanting. And before everyone's eyes, Radha, Krishna, gopis appeared and gave their darshan. Then they disappeared after fulfilling the devotees' inner desires. Uddhava, in order to pacify Krishna's queens here at Uddhavakund, he spent many days speaking Bhagavat of Krishna's Leelas. And therefore this is a very, very sacred place where this great servant of Lord Krishna, Uddhava, revealed the glories of Vrindavan. Many of us are coming from Western world, some from Mumbai, Pune, Delhi, so many places. Uddhava came from Dwarka. But what was his mood of coming to Vrindavan? He did not want to come and be a guru here or be a proprietor of land here or be a department head or president here. Uddhava was millions and millions of times more intimate than Krishna than we can imagine. He wanted to be a piece of grass here. And he conceived of that as an achievement that he did not deserve. That was his prayer. That was how much Uddhava valued, honored, and appreciated what Vrindavan represents. The highest realm of spiritual revelation. Please understand that Dwarka is millions of times higher and more intimate than Vaikuntha. And he's the most intimate servant of Dwarka. We're not talking about Bombay or Delhi or London. He was the most intimate personal servant of Dwarka. Dwarka Lila. That means an eternal resident of Goloka. Or Krishna Loka. I'm sorry, Krishna Loka. But when he came to Vrindavan, he just wanted to be a piece of grass to be stepped on. He wanted no position. He wanted no prestige. He wanted no honor. He wanted no control. Because as far as he was concerned, Vrindavan is such a place. If I could just be a piece of grass, that will be the ultimate mercy of the Lord. Uddhava is teaching us how to approach Vrindavan. Trinadapi suniche nataro ivase hishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahati. We speak this verse often, but Uddhava, not only did he aspire to be a blade of grass, but he became a blade of grass. He just wanted to have the most insignificant position underneath the feet of every other devotee. That was his aspiration. And that is how we should approach Vrindavan. In that humble, menial spirit of servant of the servant of the servant. And if Krishna and the Vaishnavas and Guru want that blade of grass to serve as a leader or a... in a very high position, then it's our duty to take it in obedience, in a spirit of a plate of grass. Oh yes, while we are here doing the Govardhan Parikrama and traveling through Braj, let us remember Uddhava Kund. And let us remember the aspiration that Uddhava longed and prayed for in Vrindavan. And let us adopt that mood. Because when through our humility, our dedication, our faithful and loyal service to Guru and the Vaishnavas, Krishna is pleased with us. Radharani shows of her favor to us, then they can lift us up and put us in whatever they want us to do in their lila. But from our side, let them do whatever they want with us, but let us long just to be a piece of grass where Radharani, gopis, the Vaishnavas, and everyone can just put their feet on our head. Because in the path of bhakti, the more humble position of service we long for, the more Krishna will exalt us. So let us keep that message that Krishna taught the world through Uddhava in our hearts as we are performing Braj Parikrama. And let us long for that type of humility as we chant the holy name. Sometimes people, they buy property in Vrindavan and think, now I am proprietor of Vrindavan land. Hare Krishna. I have my house in Vrindavan.
I'm not against people buying property in Vrindavan. But we have to have the proper mentality. You cannot own Vrindavan. Radharani is Vrindavaneshwari. This is a total illusion to think that this is my property. The holy Dham, mine. That's Mahamaya. That's Mahamaya just duping you and cheating you. Yes. We should just want to be a blade of grass in Radharani's land. And that's something that may take millions and billions of births to achieve. But if we have hope, even in billions of births, to be that blade of grass, we're willing to sacrifice our lives for all those billions of births and never give up the service to Guru. Because that's a small price to have one little tiny place where we could serve the Dham. But Srila Prabhupada's mercy, he taught us that if we just follow our vows carefully and humbly try to follow his instructions, in this very life he will take us back home, back to Godhead. That is his causeless, inconceivable mercy. So no, we don't want to be proprietors. Sometimes even when coming to Vrindavan, Mahamaya deceives us. This is Radharani's abode. We can't enter through the covering of Maya until we really have this humility. Beginning with Uddhava's humility. To just want to take the lowliest position of service here in Vrindavan Dham. Shyamananda Goswami, great scholar, great Vaishnav. He was just, from his heart and soul, so grateful to have the service of just sweeping the pathways that everyone would walk on. Yesterday during Parikrama, there was one old lady, very old lady, very simple, tattered up cloths. And as we were, after we passed, or before, just before Surabhi Kund, she had one of those little brooms. She was on her knees sweeping. And it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable what she did. It melted anyone's heart who saw this. She so perfectly and meticulously swept one part of the road so that whoever passed it, not a speck of dust would raise. She just swept it thoroughly for the pleasure of the devotees. She wasn't getting paid anything for it. She didn't ask anything from anyone. She just wanted to do the most menial service of sweeping. And she swept it so meticulously and so immaculately clean. It was from her heart. It wasn't ritualistic. And she did it in such a way that nobody even really would see that she just got out of the way and hid when she saw people coming. But Radharani and Nanda Nandana, they were watching her. So Shyamananda was just sweeping the pathways for the common people. And sweeping the pathways, meditating on the leelas of the Lord. And he found Radharani's ankle bell. And it was so effulgent and so beautiful, he understood it must be hers. And Radharani told Lalita Sakhi, please find my ankle bell. I lost it. And Lalita Sakhi approached, his name was then Duki Krishna. Said, did you see an ankle bell? Said, yes, I see. I have found. Could I have? Whoever it belongs to, I would like to give it to her. So
Lalita Sakhi brought Shyamananda from the into the Aprakata Lila of Radha and Krishna, of Radharani, brought her right into the spiritual essence of Vrindavan, and Radharani accepted the ankle bell, which was offered with pure love and devotion. And then Srimati Radharani pressed that ankle bell on his forehead and made a special unique tilak, which the descendants of Shyamananda Goswami still wear that shape tilak on their head. And also Srimati Radharani gave her name, gave him name. Dukhi Krishna means miserable Krishna. Doesn't it? Something like that. His name was Dukhi by his father and mother. The reason is because the mother, so many children died, one after another. Every child they had died, and finally one child they didn't want to die, so they named Dukhi, thinking that Yamaraj would feel sorry for him if his name was Dukhi. And let him live. And then when he got initiated by Hridai Chaitanya, he added Krishna, Dukhi Krishna Das. But Srimati Radharani personally gave him the name in the Aprakata Lila of Shyamananda. Krishna gives bliss to Sri Radharani Shyama. And then he came out of that wonderful, and it's a nice story that follows. But please understand, Shyamananda Goswami, when he came to Vrindavan, as great and powerful as he was as a scholar, as a Vaishnav, he was happy in the most menial service of just sweeping the earthen pathways. So let this be our consciousness, because this is the consciousness that will attract Radharani's mercy. Thank you very much. Now we will continue our parikrama. The next place is a very wonderful surprise. So as we are going, let us be chanting the holy names, begging for the most menial, simple place, as service, as a servant of the servant of the servant of the holy Dham. That is the spirit of Uddhav Kund. And in this spirit, let us loudly chant the holy Is everyone surviving? Is the sun too oppressing to you? While we're gathered here, people, please, whoever's in the lower steps, everyone, let us take the achman and sprinkle water on our heads, and also for those who may not be able to come down, if you can perform nice service by offering the water to those on the top.